Hi, and welcome to The Creativity Habit, conversations about art, creativity, and courage. I'm Daphne Cohn, creator of thecreativityhabit.com and The Creativity Habit podcast. First things first, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being a part of this community, and for being creative. Before we go any further, before we talk about who this podcast is for, what it's about, why you care, I have to address the most important thing, creativity. I grew up with an artist first sister. She painted and drew. She took art classes and hung out with other artists. They were not my people. I was not an artist. Art was a world that I didn't belong to. I was too left brain. I didn't have any sense of style. I didn't fit. And I believed that for a long time. 44 years. I'm 45. For 44 years, I believed some people were creative and some people weren't, and that some people are artists, but most people aren't. But something happened to me when I was 44. I was standing by my office window, looking out at the mountains of Asheville, North Carolina, when a voice spoke. I kid you not. It sounded like my voice, but it came from somewhere else. And the voice said, "An experiment in creative living." That's it. But it gave me chills, and the hair on my arm stood up, and my chest got this warm feeling, and my heart beat a little faster. I didn't know what the words meant, but I knew they were meant for me. So I started an experiment in creative living, writing, reading, studying, exploring, and it led me to this truth, a truth you cannot talk me out of. I know it so deeply in my bones. Everyone is creative. Everyone is an artist, and everyone has something to make. Not everyone will believe me, and not everyone will choose the path of creativity, but everyone can. The art world is our world. Artists are you and me. And maybe your art is cooking or dancing, designing or programming, teaching or parenting, singing or writing, painting or drumming or whatever. Maybe your art is something you share with the world. Maybe it's not. Maybe your art is something you dream of doing, or maybe you're already doing it. It doesn't matter. It's art, and you, therefore, are an artist. I needed to say that so that when I talk about the Creativity Habit podcast, you won't think it's for someone else, for the artists, the creatives, the others. You will know it's for you. The Creativity Habit podcast came about because two of my favorite things are creating community and learning from others. This podcast does both. It brings us together as a community of artists, creatives, and makers, and it inspires us to make our art through the conversations with those who are making art. The Creativity Habit is about the stories, the magic, and the practice. It's about failure and success, fear, courage, and art. Always art. And it's about diversity. Diversity of artists, old, young, rich, poor, gay, straight, white, black, brown. Diversity of art. Painting, writing, singing, furniture making, fashion, baking, crafting. Diversity of practice. Morning, night, flow, discipline, alone, in company, plan, no plan. And diversity of beliefs, values, desires, purposes. Most important, it's about inspiring folks to make their thing and change their world. A little bit about me. I've started several businesses. The first one was in health and wellness way back, and now most recently, the Creativity Habit. Over the years, as part of these businesses, I have interviewed over 100 experts, known and unknown, including Marie Forleo, Byron Katie, Gabrielle Bernstein, Paul Jarvis, Debbie Ford, Andrea Scher, so many. I've written for my blog and others. I've interviewed and been interviewed, and throughout it all, even when I didn't name it as such, I was creating. I was making. And now I'm making this podcast, gathering together artists, creatives, and makers to talk about their process, how they face their doubts and fears and struggles, what gets them to share, and how they keep sharing in the face of rejection, criticism, and failure, how they navigate success and what keeps them creating, what their creative process looks like, how they find ideas, time, and focus, and how they believe in themselves enough to make their art. It's a weekly podcast with a new conversation every Monday. Each conversation will be about 30 to 60 minutes, giving us a chance to go deep into art, creativity, and courage. And it will be with artists, creatives, and makers of all kinds from all walks of life. Real conversations with real people making their art. That's the main goal. To inspire through truth, to encourage through wisdom and process, and to come together through conversations and community. And above all, to remember that everyone is an artist, everyone is creative, and everyone has something to make. For more information, go to thecreativityhabit.com/podcast or check it out on iTunes. And I'll see you on Monday.